Work on faith above reason.
This is all that we need to do in moving from the feeling of this world to the feeling of the spiritual world. That's considered faith above reason, perceiving reality in the spiritual world. This is why we are in a very special perception of reality, outside of spirituality, which is called in an egoistic perception, where I attribute everything to myself. This is the force of separation, rejection, and hatred, a force that separates me from the Creator, and in order to study Him, understand Him, I need to be outside of Him. And this is only man that received such a feeling, such a state, which makes him stand outside of the Creator, and it appears to him as if he exists on his own, and that the Creator doesn't exist at all. And if he does exist, then there's a problem in scrutinizing the relations between us. Until a person comes to a state in which he reveals the Creator and begins to reveal the different forms of connections between them, until he sees that the Creator operates and rules him, until he decides that there's none else besides him, which is considered complete dvikut, complete adhesion of the in the Creator. This is actually our work that we do. It takes a long time, not even one incarnation, meaning not even one lifetime in this world, but more and more kinds and forms of life. And this is how we advance. Each time we awaken it more and more. I'm not in the illusion that everyone already understands what we're talking about, but nevertheless, this concept of faith above reason needs to be a little more and a little more and a little more kind of regular, understood, heard, even like with little children, where we enter into a true natural feeling like children do. They're somewhat in this world, but they don't know where they are. And slowly, slowly, these vessels of reception they have expand more. They notice more things, and they start to respond more to the world. They even start themselves to study the world and put their hands to different things that are happening in the world. And that's how we too, with that quality of faith above reason, towards the unknown world that we're in, but we don't have any instruments to be able to feel it. Just like with children that are like babies that are born and begin in such a way to understand and feel more and more and grasp reality. It's just that with us, the work is more difficult, since our perception of the egoistic world is something we were born in that nature, and we just need to develop it, that approach. Whereas towards the spiritual world, we need to develop an approach that is suitable to receiving the spiritual world that we're in, but without acquiring the appropriate senses to receive it. It's like we're not in it. This is, God forbid, like a child that is missing a sense, and then doesn't know where he is relative to that sense. That's why this approach of faith above reason which is the five senses, according to the five senses with which we investigate and study the world that we're in. Even though it's called the imaginary reality, so those senses that we need to develop towards the true reality, the spiritual world, is all our work. Let's try and be more sensitive to this, but this takes a long time nevertheless. Since it's a matter of preparation that we need to do. Hence, this is all of our work with the group, with the environment. Because if there was no need to acquire the vessels, the spiritual vessels, Nishma, in order to bestow faith above reason, then there would be no such preparation. The shattering of the Kli, which we need to try and reconnect, this is all in order to develop vessels of bestowal by ourselves. So let's see more and more verses and talk as much as we can about how we come to approach the feeling and study of the upper world in building these new senses, which are opposite those we have. Even this opposite, this we don't understand. But we're given examples in this world of how we can approach, address this feeling which we don't feel. Here and there we have some little preparations, tendencies, as if there are parallel lines, it would be more correct to say. And through them, we do nonetheless receive flavors, we get some approach to it, some inclination, attraction to acquiring these senses of bestowal. And certainly developing them is possible only in the appropriate society. There's no way in our reality that we could do this in any other way. And specifically, we see to what extent the Creator has toiled to build an egoistic environment and implant in us these altruistic tendencies so that we will differentiate between spiritual and corporeal hatred and love, that we will be able to see, through corporeal spiritual, we would see the distancing and the gap between the same counterparts in spirituality. It is still not quite known to us because it's not quite in our senses yet. The main thing is acquiring the vessels of reception. Let's hope we develop those.
Вот сейчас десятки между нами в объединении. Что значит, что мы делаем экран на?
In the connection between us in the ten, what does it mean that we make a masach over the knowing?
When we want to connect between us and begin to feel, after a long time, that there's a necessity for connecting between strange people, foreigners, which have also clashes between them, or all kinds of unnatural forms, maybe even a little artificial. I know they're kind of my friends, as if that defines it. The Creator defined us to connect. I didn't choose them. They didn't choose me. Because there's no choice. We want the same goal, and this is how we receive this arrangement from above. So I somewhat try, but in truth, this trying doesn't say a lot. Until we come to a state in which I begin to feel, and this takes time, I begin to feel that by me coming closer to them, give them room in my feelings, in my inner life, by that I acquire a certain new sense in which I can understand and feel another reality. That specifically through this sense, this approach, through the group, I start to perceive concepts, and it's not in my intellect, it's all through that new sense, that new feeling, and that's how we advance. That's how.
This is called Masach.
The Masach is where I am standing already with the force of overcoming against my desires, which are mine. I was born with them. They've developed in me. And above them, I relate to my friends in a way that I see that relating to them is like relating to the Creator. That it's the bridge to the Creator. That I have no senses towards the Creator. I can't grasp anything. I'm lacking any senses or possibilities to hold on to Him in some way or connect to Him. I'm devoid of any of those. And that's why I have these or those corporeal or spiritual senses that I can come closer to Him with. It's not that I can come close to them by this, but to develop these new senses in such a way that I don't lose them. They remain in me, they are in me more and more, in more power and more time. Sometimes they disappear, sometimes they're not. And that's how we search ways to hold on to that, to the friends and me together, as I see that I have a tendency for this. I have a feeling I want this.
We can say that the masach over some concrete desire that develops is that I choose to be connected to the friends above it.
You could say it that way.
What is the Kabbalistic meaning of the term knowing?
Kabbalat shel musag ladat.
Ladat ze nikra.
Knowing means to feel inside the sense of bestowal. Everything is feeling. Even knowledge is a feeling. When we talk about something in our world, even that I know, then that knowledge is a manner of feeling something. Even when I say numbers or I say some mathematical formulas, no matter what, I am nevertheless in feeling them. incensing them that way. We are vessels of reception. We are the will to receive, and our intellect is but an addition besides the desire to receive.
We can never be successful in bestowing them, because the moment we feel that we bestow, we are in the state of knowing.
No, we go to that. We get to that. It develops. It's like in a baby. It develops in each and every one. The main thing we need to do is to give it the proper conditions. It's not that I'm making a laboratory of myself and I say this is more and this is less and this needs to be this way or that way. I don't know. This is the Creator's work. My work is in giving Him the conditions that I need to give so that He will be able to operate upon me. This is called to be a female towards the male. The Creator is the male force here.
Как над усталость и отторжение по времени урока пробуждаем кли.
How to work above the fatigue and resistance in faith above reason during the lesson? How to awaken the kli above the resistance and fatigue?
We try to be more concentrated, more connected during the lesson. Thus we perceive not the intellect that we have in the study, but the force of connection, which actually brings us the inner force, the spiritual force.
French. French.
Knowledge in the text, is it like discernments?
The knowing in the text refers to discernments?
Knowledge in the text is where I know what is written in on the surface to know these things. But by that I can expand my approach, my preparation, my understanding. But the knowledge of the text is to know what is written, which is a certain necessary condition. Without that, how do I approach the internality of the text? The internality of the text is already according to the sensitivity, the refinement in which I can develop my senses. Kharkov.
Спасибо. Правильно ли сказать, что по мере движения в сторону объединения в группе мы начинаем обретать новые?
Is it correct to say that to the extent of moving towards connection in the group, we start acquiring a new heart, and with it, a new mind, and with them, we attain spirituality?
Don't know what the answer was there. I think it was yes.
Each and every day, we feel more and more urgency to be in the ten and feel our friends. What is that sense, and is it correct?
Every day, we want to see that the ten is more necessary and more necessary for the attainment of the Creator. That is called that we are advancing, and that we receive illumination that receives our feeling and intellect towards the Creator, and more advancing in this way. The ten is simply something we need to believe, the Kabbalists, that this is that kli that with which I reveal the spiritual world. That's my soul. In truth, all the people in the world, even still vegetative and animal, all the reality that I can depict to myself are all parts of my soul. But where is that part of the soul that I can hold on to, develop a connection with, expand that connection, enter deeper. That is the ten. But other than the ten, also all the rest, everything I can depict to myself is either the kli of the soul or the creator, which is the light of the soul.
Рав, как мы в десятке должны прийти к вере в высшее знание? Мы должны об этом говорить, получать важность друг другу.
Рав, how do we achieve faith above reason in the ten? We need to talk about it, raise the importance, or everyone himself needs to reach that.
If we observe every day what Rabash dictates for us, for the spirituality in the ten, we advance in above reason.
Another question from a friend. Symptom Aleph, does
again?
It come from? Question from a friend. Symptom Aleph, does it also come from the upper light? Or it's my personal effort?
All the actions we do, we ask to be done by the upper light. We ourselves cannot do anything because we have no deeds. This is what we say, and that's true. How could I carry out something, execute something upon my will to receive a restriction, a masach, or Jose, all these actions? I do it only in prayer for the Creator to do it upon me.
New York 4. Hello, Shomim, Seth.
We don't hear you, Seth.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, yes, yes.
What is the difference between the Kli and the Kli of the Masach?
The Kli of Masach.
Actually, the Kli, well, it depends on how we define the Kli. A deficiency, but a deficiency is not a Kli, because I need to be an equivalence of form in order to receive. So the measure of equivalence of form of my deficiency defines the size of the Kli. Our problem is that our Kli is made from the deficiency and from the force of bestowal, or the force of the way we resemble or suit the upper source. I need to want to receive from the host what he wants to give me, and I need to also connect to this my desire to give, to benefit the host by eating with him. And I need to rise above my appetite, I need to rise above my hunger, all those other calculations, but just how to give him, how to give him back, how to relate to him at least somewhat in the way that he relates to me. So here we have a matter of our Kli being complex. It's made up of two opposite things. It depends on what we're saying. So we say, after the first restriction, the Kli is Masach and Ol Chuzer, and not just the will to receive. But as much as I want upon my desire to delight the host, accordingly I measure my vessel.
Posso giustificare e dare ai miei amici sopra la ragione se mancano da tanti mesi alla lezione del mattino? Sto sbagliando a farti questa domanda?
How can I justify my friends above reason if they're missing from the morning lesson for a long time? Is that a wrong question?
If my friends aren't with me in the morning lesson, then it's almost impossible for me to be in such a connection with them. I need to seek how I can find friends amongst those who are daily in the morning lesson. Being in the morning lesson is the place for the connection for the ten. It's the place for making a step forward, a place to connect with the teacher, and through all of that, connect to the Creator. Acquire additional knowledge and connection on the path. We need to make a step forward. If the people I want to advance with to the purpose of creation are not with me in the morning lesson, then when am I with them? When I talk a few minutes throughout the day, just like that, between all the things that we have throughout the day? In what are they my friends? The condition with which we build a group for the Creator is being in the morning lesson. If you can't do it in the morning lesson, you can decide on another time. But together everyone, hear our morning lesson. Let's say in the afternoon. Okay? But it has to be together, just like with the students of Rabbi Shimon, where despite it all, they would come to the lesson together.
Hello, Rob. In order to bestow to the Creator, I need to feel the good that He gives. So, giving to the Creator is the masach. In order to feel good, I need to have a masach also.
Upon everything we receive right now, which is called this reality, we need to, upon it, make also, I would say, examine what we receive that is important for the attainment of the goal, and to begin to work with the masach upon all the conditions we have now. As capable as we are to sort our life so that it will all be as much as possible directed to the attainment of the goal. And that which has to do with the attainment of the goal, I keep, and what doesn't, I delete, I throw away. That's how I examine necessity and things that I can be without, which bother me in attaining the spiritual purpose. And no one can tell the other what's important for him and what not, and in what way or in which style of life. This is something that a person chooses according to his conditions.
Todo este trabajo que hacemos de preguntas y respuestas es un trabajo que está dentro de la razón. ¿Cómo se puede?
What is this work that we do of Q&A? It's a work that is within reason. So how can we be in the lesson in faith above reason? How can we participate in the lesson above reason?
Above reason or within reason or below the reason all depends on a person. We scrutinize in our lesson all these details that you can't take out of the books. But when you already have your private questions about them, then we scrutinize. I see this as a necessary thing. Other than that, I also want to tell you that you must hear the questions of the friends, because this is from your kli, they're asking this. And you will need them these questions and answers that our friends are asking, no matter where they're from or what language they come from. That's why I relate to this in a very serious way, to these scrutinies. And we're soon concluding our first hour of the lesson, and we only read one excerpt. Yes? And that's not important to me, because according to the questions, we scrutinized many things, and each of us needs to know these questions and answers. They are the ones that cause us this incorporation. At the beginning of the lesson, you said that to acquire this additional sense, we need to come closer to the friends. Now, coming closer on the outside, I know how to do this. How do you do this within the ten? Getting closer in the ten is where we feel that we must every day feel that relative to yesterday, we have come closer. We have become in more internal scrutinies. What is there between us? Where can we advance and feel that we're advancing in the connection between us, in this proximity and this holding on to some third thing that's between me and you? What is that discernment that we need to discover between us? That's how it is. Africa.
A question from the Ivory Coast. In these generations, in these times, what is the criteria for a group of your students to be called a 10?
That they're willing to connect between them, understand that they need to connect between them, in order to discover in the connection between them the Creator. For this, each needs to nullify himself for the sake of the connection between them. Beyond that, each of them needs to incorporate with the spiritual qualities of the others so that there will be an incorporation of the sefirot and be 10, a partsuf, and then they can reveal the Creator with this. And to be willing and ready for rejection and hatred and all the clashes between them, and that they understand that that's a part of this path. The egoistic desire needs to be revealed more, that without its revelation, there'll be nothing to overcome and move forward with. And they're willing to walk on both feet. Because this is a problem. We talk about love, love of friends, but when some clash comes, we distance and cool down, and that's not good. We need to be gvarim, men, which also needs to be both in parallel. It's very important. And not to be so gentle and delicately have your soft gloves on the others. Look how crude I am. You can say whatever you want. But I think that the main thing is the whole, not just all the truth, but nevertheless what benefits advancement, that we need to show it. Yes? That's why sometimes you see I yell and do this critique in front of everyone, and how could it be? Like yesterday, I yelled at Shaul, yes? And it doesn't mean that I don't love him. I appreciate him greatly. Both his intelligence, his knowledge, everything, but, with that, when it's needed, you need to bring forth the criticism.
еще вопрос от товарища. Когда товарищ...
We have another question from a friend. When friends connect in love and bestowal and feel great pleasure, how to work with that pleasure in faith above reason?
This could be simply unrelated to spirituality, that they feel good and pleasant. Love between the friends needs to be above all crimes, meaning they feel all those inner frictions between them, and how above that they nevertheless go happily towards connecting between them. It has to be a sandwich, like a sandwich. And if they don't have that, that's not spirituality. Spirituality is entirely built from two opposite things. And that's how they can check where they are. And the Creator orchestrates these scenarios where if we advance, we receive both this and that, the data from which we can build this sandwich that we're loving. Nefesh, meaning that I absorb only the light of Nefesh. Let's say I'm a little child, I look at the world, and a wise adult is looking at the world. So he's seeing the world, and I'm seeing the world. But how much he absorbs from the world, and how much do I? So my impression of the world is the light of Nefesh, because it's with respect to the receiver. And the wise adult is non, what he receives is non-chai. Is that okay? We should always make a note, like a side note, a remark, that says everything is with respect to the observer, the receiver, only. And whatever Kabbalists will discover, I don't know what happens after the final correction, but until the final correction, whatever they discover, wherever they discover, is only with respect to the observer, to the user, to his vessels, to his box. That's how it works. You can't say, this is what's happening. It is rather what has been discovered. Or you can say, this is what the Creator wanted them to discover. But it's not like it is the absolute objective perception. There is no objectivity in the world. Everything is based on the vessels.
A question is, we see from this inverse relationship between the lights and the vessels that the will to receive is, after all, not a bad thing at all. Actually, a huge blessing in disguise. So why do we antagonize it so much?
Because the will to receive pushes us away from the Creator. It blocks us, closes us on its lowest degree, which is this world, where we are not people, humans. If we don't place a masach on the will to receive, then we are beasts, both in terms of our desires and in terms of our inclinations. So what is there in the will to receive itself if it's not corrected to become similar to the Creator, to be Adam, from the word Domeh, similar to the Creator? Then it turns us into nothing but beasts, and even worse than beasts, worse than everyone. Because in the will to receive without a masach, we are, we just want and want and want to satisfy this will to receive incessantly, and it just consumes us, it eats us up. It is our biggest enemy. We're willing to give our lives for it, and in the end, it leaves us empty after our entire lives. And we don't get anything out of it. As we went into this process called life, so we leave it. Is there anything worse? And we've suffered this entire life, suffered and suffered and suffered and served it and worked for it and ran and did everything. Look at how it confuses us throughout our lives. Do this, do this, do that. I'll give you some pleasure here, some pleasure from family, from kids, from this, from that. It sells us these lies. And we have to do everything for it. This is why King Solomon called it enemy, because it really is an enemy. It hates a person. And our goal is to come to hate it, to discover how evil is this inclination.
In continuation to what you said, that the will to receive is selling us all kinds of stuff. So a student from the internet is asking, the more I study Kabbalah, I discover a more empty. How do I do not reach despair?
Only through the environment. You have no insurance, no other insurance, except for being in the environment and do for them as much as possible. By this, you buy their power. Even if they don't understand, they don't want, not like Rabbi Yossi Ben Gizmo with his students. What? Did they do what he says? They didn't know too. They were like us. But what he invested in them, built in them, his part, and that's how they influenced him.
Why does it take such a long time?
Every single moment there are corrections. We just don't understand what a big kli it is, the soul of Adam HaRishon. How big is this kli? This is why it takes so many actions. It's not time, it's actions, operations.
Czechoslovakia 1.
Czechoslovakia 1.
Czechoslovakia 1. You explain that we must reach the state to hate my will receive. Then you explain that we have to go on in our study. The question is, should be there the pray to the Creator for me to change my nature?
This is what we have to pray for all the time. But change my nature in what direction? In a direction of being connected to the friends, to the point that there is no cessation, no gaps between us, no difference between us. And then when I'm connected to them in this way, I will discover that the Creator fills both of us, that we become as one to some extent. That extent is what the Creator fills. Okay. In other words, we are called Israel, Yeshal Kel. And in the end, our direction and our inclination, and mainly the dissemination that we try to do, well, let's hope each of us tries, because by this he corrects his function in the world and is rewarded with kind of attention, relation from the Creator, because the purpose of creation is that they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, as the Creator says. So one who brings all of humanity to that state, he is called Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, Israel. And then he will reach it. Those who don't add to put into it all of his efforts and concerns, then as he says that it can wait, that the world can wait, so he can wait. This is what they think about him from above as well, and he will progress accordingly. As Baruch Sulam says, I was rewarded with what I was rewarded only thanks to my generation, because it's a generation that's worthy of the coming of the Messiah, and everything he did for this.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Question from a student online. How do we measure our success in dissemination?
It's hard to say. It's hard. If you look at Baruch Sulam and what he did, how many students did he leave after him? But at that moment, you can't measure it. But he exerted, and the exertion is above human capability. All day and all night, other than the very necessities that he had to do in order to make a living, to give some attention to himself, but the minimal. Everything else was only toward dissemination. He had no other concerns. His soul was always about disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah throughout the world.
Another question. How can we put internal force into our dissemination that it will have the bestowal of the light in it?
We have to see that we do it from the bottom of our hearts. Otherwise, it doesn't have enough power to it. Dispersing the materials like you do as a job for payment throughout the social media, that's fine. But we have to add to this the heart, the work with the heart, and then
very simply, very directly. Okay, how you think people must remember you as a that wisdom you give to us when you die? You know, how you think? What is my question? How you think people have to remember you before you die? I want to make your question. Yeah, for you to know what you proposed to the humanity, to the world, because you do things for the world, you do things for humanity. When what you want the people remember you for, is that your legacy? Is that my question? Thank you. I hope I explained properly. Is that my question?
My wish is for people not to remember me at all, not my name, and not that even there was such a person, but that my work is in that I gave a little push. I pushed them toward the Creator, and that's it. And I don't need them to remember me. You see, even today, I'm not behaving as if I'm making a big deal out of myself, some saint. Not at all. I think that if humanity discovers and advances a little bit toward its general correction, this will be enough for me. And I'm not building any statues or reputation for myself. Not at all whatsoever. It disgusts me. This whole world is going to be canceled. Why should I worry about it anyway?
Moscow 4.
Раф, а как правильно вот понимать этот отрывок, пишет Баль Сулам, что это...
How should I understand what Баль Сулам writes here?
Оно же само не разнесется.
That this knowledge will be disseminated to the world. It won't go by itself. We need to do it.
Of course, you have to do it. It's one of the reasons why we are in this world. We who don't have any spiritual kelim right now, we have corporeal kelim, and we can promote the world toward correction through corporeal kelim or instruments. And everyone can do that. Anyone.
От исправления больших и грубых душ с большим желанием получать привлекается большой свет.
The correction of the big worst souls is a big correction drawing big lights. Is there an advantage that people with small desires are on the path? Does it benefit the general correction? And if so, what is the benefit?
The smaller kelim with smaller desires are lower in the general system, and they push more and more the higher kelim. They force the higher kelim to grow even more in order to provide them with the tiny, tiny lights that they need. So the big and high kelim have to rise even higher and receive even more light in order to bestow and illuminate the whole system. I don't know. Who to ask? Latin 5.
Como estudiantes, debemos tener una preparación especial para llevar esta sabiduría al mundo.
As students, we must acquire a special preparation in order to bring this wisdom to the world.
Yes, of course. Why else do I teach you? That they received as an example what I do, and they will continue afterwards. This is why they're called students. A disciple. A disciple is one who takes an example from the teacher and continues it.
Okay, from Kabbalah, from Zohar, we said the world is created because the shame between the creator and the creature. And I think all the things happening in the world is a link to the fundamental shame. I don't know, maybe we can dig out, in this kind of area so we can see what's happening in America and the riots between the black and white and the Chinese and the Western. You know, I feel there's a fundamental instinct of shame behind all these behaviors. Maybe we can dig out for the word key to more clear explaining what happened, what the fundamental reasons. Can we do that? And can you give us some direction?
Listen, Abraham, I'll tell you. It seems to me like the Creator wants to show us that besides love, we lack nothing. And we have to search where we find the power of love. Because only by the power of love can we achieve such a connection that all of us will be happy. Otherwise, here it will be your burial place. This is what he wants. There's a third and fourth world war ahead of us. Many viruses. He's got everything in his toolbox. So it seems to me that only love is what we need to explain. Love will cover all the crimes. There is no other way to succeed in correcting and advancing and working above the virus, above the hatred that's being revealed between blacks and whites, America and China. Only love. just so, not do it halfway there, halfway there. What does it mean to reveal love? To discover that there is such a force in the world that connects us above the hatred. And this is why the hatred is revealed, so that we will need love. Because without love, we cannot correct the hatred. And now we will discover such hatred. The world will begin to break down. Lack of food, lack of order, no international trade, currencies will collapse, the stock markets will collapse. We don't need a world war to ruin the world. This is called the ruining of the world. And we have to know how to approach such a reality of 8 billion people who are afraid of starving to death. How do we stop them? How do we explain to them? How do we assemble them in a way that it's not in such a way that each of them goes out to the street to slaughter the other for because of hatred, because of lack of food, because the coronavirus is driving everyone mad? We have to explain that now is the time when only love, meaning connection among us. What is love? Connection among us above all the differences and contradictions. This is called love. When I don't love my child with everything that's in him, he's a liar, he's lazy, he never obeys me, never listens to me, but I love him. Why? Because love has no laws to it. I just love him. This is called love covers all the crimes. And this is what we have to learn, that we have no choice. This is why these riots in America, and now it'll spread to the whole world. And in all the places they will assemble. It won't stop. And there'll be more viruses, not just demonstrations. You'll see. They'll blow up buildings and whatnot. And all of this is only in order to force us to love. Why to love? There's no reason to love. There's no reason to love. But I know that if I don't, I am lost together with the world. And this is what we have to disperse to the world. And it's such a simple principle. There are no tricks here. There are no tricks in love. Love is the most foolish thing there is. I love. Why? What? What? Give me some reason. No reasoning. No, nothing. There's nothing. I just love. This is why it says that love makes people silly. That's the way it is. And that's what we have to introduce to the world. This is why we can tell each person about it. Everyone, all 8 billion people, we can tell them about it. Because this requires no preparations. And our generation is ready to listen. It's ready to listen. And to understand that really this and only this can be the solution.